All right, we are plugged in and ready to rumble. You're listening to the Kraz Files podcast with Adam, and great to have everybody out there listening. Tony Sayers is plugging in with me again today, so good to get Tony on. We're going to try and do this monthly if we can with Tony to cover the latest and what we're seeing on the ground, so break everything down. You can go to my website, krazfiles.com, C-R-A-Z-Z, and always plenty of great info going up there. So everything I really do is connected to that website now in some way, and you can find me on social media and stuff like that. Thanks to the members for plugging in and your support. And if you're out there and you hear these podcasts and you like the content and the guests and what I'm doing here, you can support Real Independent Media here out of Sydney, Australia, and what I'm doing, and become a member over on my website. It's all up there to support independent media. It's $5 Australian a month, a cup of coffee, and helps me after all these years to really continue and keep a big website like that going, and have a little bit in there for myself to do things I need on the website. So become a member if you would like to, and you can get access to all the podcasts that I do, because we do quite a bit, and some great original articles. There's a chat room in there. If you have any issues, just contact me, and we're on to it very quickly. So great website that's going well. And also, just bring Tony in now. Tony will probably be interested in this. Just for your listeners, Tony, you have great listeners over there on your YouTube channel. Hi to all those folks. We've just done a new podcast that is very critical, I think. We did that on November the 22nd. That's up as a free podcast for the public as well. I spoke to researcher Robert M. Deutsch, who looks into all the geoengineering, Tony, and chemtrails and all of this stuff, and the weather patterns in Australia better than anyone that I know. He gets blocked a lot and a lot of problems. He's out of the country at the moment, but we were discussing, Tony, these horrific fires in Australia. Just absolutely terrible, probably the worst I've ever seen in my life. It's a fire country here, but this is devastating. It's just terrible. I woke up the other morning, the room, the bedroom was filled with smoke. You can hear me coughing now. You know, I got a sore throat, my chest hurts. One of the fires just north of Sydney is bigger than London. Absolutely crazy. And we've noticed a clear line of fires burning down the coast, on the north coast, down right along the coast, and then around sort of Sydney, and then down through Melbourne. So these seem to be coordinated fires clearing the way for high-speed rail networks in Australia. So this is a really a horrific plan. It's part of the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan, so in full swing. And we talk about this subject and the companies behind this, one of them being Clara, and these billion-dollar contracts going forward within our government, sneaky dealings, Tony, in government to get these fast rail networks. The billions of dollars just involved with getting a fast rail network from Sydney to Melbourne, for example, it's just unbelievable. And so that's a really important podcast if you want more info on that, and the smart cities that they're planning along the routes, and how really communities and our beautiful forested areas are just in the way. This is a land grab in Australia, that's what it is. And Robert did notice some pulsing and energy type weapons being used as well, and some very strange occurrences in regards to these fires. And what these global tech companies are now involved in, and what they're doing to this country in Australia, and the absolute devastation that it's caused already is horrific. So good podcast, please log in and have a listen to that if you can. You've probably been seeing it, everyone, you'd have to be living under a rock, Tony, if you haven't seen the fires in Australia. It's been happening in California, and you're seeing maybe the same situation there. But Robert was saying on the podcast, you know, you could draw straight lines, you know, where these fires are burning, with a ruler, how they go right down. And when you look at the maps for the new proposed rail network, they're right on those lines. So it seems we're being burnt out there, Tony. Really incredible. Yeah. And God knows what technology these guys are using. But really frightening situation for people, properties, the animals. If people love Australian animals and koalas, we're just seeing the most horrific, devastating footage coming out of of these animals being burned and stuff like that. So we do have some very evil people on this planet, it seems, and I don't know what it's going to take, Tony, for people to wake up and see this. But we did talk about this and how they really seem to want to herd people into these new smart cities, which you talk about a lot. Get them off the land, get them off growing their own food, get them away from these coastal forest regions and having their markets and all of this and that independent or more off the grid lifestyle, and get them into these stack and pack apartments in these micro cities for Agenda 2030. And also we talk about the Agenda 2030 plan to control, to seize our water supplies. And all of that. We're already in severe water restrictions in Australia. We're being threatened about it. So dangerous situations at the moment, and still watching the fires spreading through now in South Australia, Western Australia, going through, seem to be following these networks. So great podcast, have a listen. How are you going, Tony? I'll bring you in now. Good to speak with you.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I feel sorry for you guys down under, because you're on the front lines. Of course, they whatever they want to do to the rest of the world, particularly America, they roll it out in your neck of the woods first of all. So thanks for you guys for holding things up down there. But yeah, I mean, as you say, they want this Hunger Games society where, you know, everything's on one rail link, as it were, and everyone's packed into these, as you say, smart cities with smart motorways. Everything's hooked in on the grid, so the cars can only drive in certain areas. You can't just go off exploring. If you're off the grid, then, you know, it'll probably set off some kind of alarm and stuff like that. So, you know, that is the society that we know that they want. And but on the flip side, I think, and I was speaking to a friend earlier, that what I'm seeing now is there's almost a race. There's a race between them getting their agendas in, and there's a race of humans waking up to the madness. And because they're in such a massive rush to push this through now, because more and more people are starting to look beyond the veil, you know, people that you spoke to 5 or 10 years ago who called you crazy are now saying, do you know what, I think you were right back then. So people are losing faith in the media, they're a bit losing faith with politicians, they know something's up. And this whole, you know, Prince Andrew scandal, where so many of us have been saying for many, many years that the royals were involved in paedophilia and worse, satanic ritual abuse and all that stuff. Now this is all coming out. It's people are really kind of waking up to all of this. And of course, they know this, so they're going to push through their agendas even more, which is making things look even more crazier. You know, we've spoken in a previous podcast about all the transgender stuff, you know, drag queens turning up at schools and things, and people are like, you know, what the hell is going on here? And, you know, it really is like a race, you know, to see who wins almost. And you know, if we can get to the finish line first, we've got the numbers. You know, this has always been the case. We have the power. We've always had the power. We've just allowed this parasitic consciousness, which is essentially what it is behind the scenes, to allow us to... we've allowed them to enslave us. And what we need to do is not only wake up, but then we need to start realizing our own power and stop giving our energy and power away to people that don't care about us or are out to deceive us. And that can be in this dimension, in 3D, in the form of politicians and government authorities. Or it can extend into, you know, the fourth dimension in terms of people wanting to give their power away to aliens and archangels and things like that. We have to realize that every time we give our power away, we are, you know, abstaining our sovereignty. We're giving up our sovereignty. So it's not only waking up, because there's levels to it. I see a lot of people that are quote unquote awake. But, you know, they're still looking to vote for Jeremy Corbyn in the next election. You know, that is still an inherent belief in authority, and authority equals slavery. So, you know, we have to come away from, you know, really looking for leaders. I mean, there's, of course, there's way showers, but when we, you know, willy-nilly give our power away and just go by what sounds good without really discerning and questioning and critically thinking things through, that's when we come undone. And, you know, we, the more of us that can really step into an internal form of sovereignty, because this is what they've done, is they've externalized the word sovereignty to, for their own benefit. So we have kings and queens and, you know, the sovereignty that way. But really, the true meaning of the word is sovereignty in terms of an internal essence that we need to discover again, rediscover in each and every one of us, and express that into the world. And saying, do you know what? I'm not doing this BS that you're telling me to do. And I'm not listening to these man-made rules that exist nowhere in nature. I was born free by the grace of the universe. You know, no man or woman in the dark suit is going to dictate to me. And the more of us that can do that, the easier it's going to get. So, yes, there are all these agendas and stuff they want to roll out. But I also think that they're struggling to get a lot of this through. They're making more mistakes, and it's just waking more people up.
Yeah, that's right. And we can talk on today about a couple of those things. And it's crazy times. So, Tony, it seems to be intensifying, doesn't it? There's something going on everywhere you look. See what's happening in Chile, and you see what's happening in Hong Kong, and just uprising and people distressed, and as you said, so many people commenting and sharing articles. There is it is going on for sure. And just as well, Tony, because I know you've talked a lot about the geoengineering stuff. I mean, they've come out and admitted this. Just before we moved from Australia, there was an article that came out that was pretty incredible, and talking about these modern fires, and how you know, the firefighters can't seem to battle these things anymore. They call them firenados now, you know, because that's what we're seeing here. We're seeing brutal, intense fires, and of course, in Australia, with the eucalyptus trees, you know, they just explode, Tony, you know, and you've got all this kindling on the ground because the Australian Greens won't let anyone clean the national parks up. So you've got an explosive situation there. But looking at this, an article that I posted, I just thought it was very interesting, Tony. It was looking at millions of tons of aluminum and barium being sprayed everywhere, of course, in the United States and in Australia. And they're talking about, you just sprinkle you know, aluminum and barium dust in a fire, and it's explosive. So they're saying, really? That this stuff is on the ground. Yeah, so there's a man saying, he's written a book on this, Dennis Mills. He's written a book on this. This guy's got a pretty incredible background. He's discovered these incredible levels of aluminum and barium nanodust, and I see them spraying in all the fire areas that we have up the north coast of me now, just being incinerated. He's saying this is these are the components in chemtrails. They're fueling the ferocity of these wildfires, and so a lot of people are saying they've never seen fires like this in their lives. So there's millions of tons of this stuff being sprayed everywhere, and when these fires break out, the aluminum and barium dust, it results in levels of fire intensity that is just greater than, you know, anyone's seen, and firefighters haven't seen in their lives as well. And the stuff's being used everywhere, and on all the NATO countries as well. So the governments have denied that this is happening, but this is a really kind of horrid situation. So they're saying in In California mountain areas, they've analyzed this stuff, but biologists have, and they've tested and they've found elevated levels of aluminum in the water and soil samples, 4,610 parts per million, which is 25,000 times the safe guidelines. This stuff's on the ground in our forests. This metal particulates, you know, nano dust, and the fires are coming through, and it's just blowing up. This is another situation we have in our hands here, which is very, very, very dangerous. And I saw on the news, Tony, there's like people standing around in their streets. You just see these fires starting everywhere. It's just unbelievable. It's like some kind of magic, you know. And a lot of the fires here are so remote, in such remote areas that they just can't get to them, and they've lost control. There's hundreds of them. So a dangerous situation there, fueled by this stuff that they're also spraying in the cities. And I think we've talked to you about that, Tony, about the smart dust being put into the cities that might have something to do with what you were talking about with the control of smart cars and all of this, which might monitor us in some way, because we know the metals like aluminum can send and receive information, which is a bit disturbing if you think you're breathing in it as well. I mean, people can find that information. It can send in and receive information. And so I would say that with so many cameras now, especially in cities like London and other cities in New York and Sydney's are terrible with the cameras. They're watching everybody go to work and have a coffee and go in their offices and come out and get in their car and get on the buses. They're watching wherever you go. This nano dust they're putting everywhere, do you think, have you done research into this, that it would be used to control things as well?
A little bit. I know a lot of this stuff interacts with the 5G as well, so it's all kind of interlinked with everything else. There's multiple reasons that they do all of this, and that's just one of them. But yeah, I mean, you know, you have the nanobots as well, which are interacting with the 5G. The nanobots can also attach themselves to the, oh God, how deep do you want to go with all this? Is that, you know, they can attach themselves to the sexual organs and mess around with fertility and all that stuff, and you know, which ties into the depopulation agenda. So yeah, I mean, yeah, they're certainly throwing the kitchen sink at us.
Is that the stuff coming from the sprays, the nano little bots that you talk about?
Yeah, the nano bots, and they're not just in the sprays. It's in it's in the washing up liquid and household, you know, cleaning products and stuff like that. So yeah, it's very difficult to kind of get away from all of this, but you know, we just have to. The reason that they're doing all of this is because they're terrified. You know, that is the reason that there is so much poisoning going on, so much lockdown, so much taking away the rights and our freedoms. Because, you know, we need to do is say no to these people in enough numbers, and then their game is up. So it just goes back to what I was saying before. I mean, you know, they're throwing everything up at us. There's definitely a lot of horrific things going on, especially with what you mentioned there with the fire, not least with just the wildlife, let alone humans. You know, maybe I'd be more concerned about a lot of the animals. But yeah, it just you know, it's just really a case of them really panicking, and I see it on a 3D level and on a 4D level. They're really scared that the game's up soon. So it's an interesting time to be alive, for sure, and one that, yeah, is very testing, very trying. You've mentioned there a lot of the, you know, the aluminum, barium. It's really important that people you know, detox from heavy metals and stuff like that, and try and protect ourselves as best we can to combat these things. And you know, of course, podcasts like what you're doing and blogs, and you know, I've said before in previous podcasts, you know, everyone kind of needs to get involved. This is going to affect the whole world sooner or later, and you know, that the knock will come to everyone's door eventually if we don't, you know, if we don't all stand up as one unit and call this stuff out and start rejecting it. And I mean, you look at the Epstein stuff, you want to see the power of the alternative media. That Epstein story would have been brushed under the carpet months ago. But what happened was that the alternative media got hold of it and said, you know what, we're not letting this thing die. And you had all the memes coming out and people constantly keeping it in the public consciousness. So what happened was it put so much pressure that, you know, or they had to react, they had to do something. And, you know, they really, it was a car crash interview with Andrew, as we know. But the point being is this is the changes that we're making and the pressure we're putting on, and we're also turning the screw. And on the ground, sometimes we don't see it. You know, yourself and me, we've often had chats where, you know, you think, oh God, are we ever going to get anywhere? But we are. I mean, you know, you look at, as I said in previous podcasts, cannabis oil now, that's down to alternative media pressure, that's starting to come out. We're seeing vaccinations down, people, well, certainly in the UK anyway, I don't know what it's like there, but you're a little bit more Orwellian in terms of how it's forced upon the population. But in the UK, vaccinations are down, people are not, you know, they're not buying it anymore. You've got desperation tactics with like Boris Johnson going on live TV to have a flu jab, which probably wasn't a flu jab at all. It's probably just water or something. Mm. And so you're seeing really stupidly crazy stuff, but you're seeing social media and alternative media now becoming the media. People are not trusting the stories that they're being told, so they come into places like YouTube, like Facebook, like Twitter to get the lowdown on what really is going on. And these are huge wins for us. So in all the chaos and all the stuff that they're doing, we just need to keep grinding and doing what we're doing. And you can tell they're scared because the amount of YouTube channels that are being just taken down with no warning. Actually, on that note, I'm reminding everyone if they want to keep in touch with me, to subscribe to my newsletter, because I don't know how long my YouTube channel is going to be up. I hope it will stay up, but I don't want to lose contact with people, so I'll put the link in the description when I upload this. But my point being is that they're trying to take people down. I personally believe that they're going to need a big false flag because they'll want to completely lock down the internet because there's just too much truth is being spread. And I don't know if you follow Ollie Damagard, but he is like... Mm-hmm. He's the false flag, you know, he's actually been right about so many false flags. He's called them out correctly. And he found out that they were planning an attack over six European cities simultaneously, including a nuclear reactor in the north of Sweden. And he went, I mean, bravery is an understatement, but he went public. He done a series of interviews over a couple of days to get the word out about this. There was a lot of evidence to suggest that this was going to happen, and it was all designed because things are getting out of control for them. It was all designed to problem, reaction, solution, take down, you know, it was Muslims or ISIS, so we need to... They conspired to do this online, so we need more control of the internet. So, you know, so it was to kind of take more control back of the internet. And he called this out, and it hasn't happened. And there's a lot of people saying that it hasn't happened because of the work that he did and other people that were sharing his stuff as well. So I think it is... very trying times, but I think, as I said before, we're seeing a lot of wins, and we can't lose sight of that.
Yeah, that's right. a lot to cover. There's a lot of rabbit holes out there as well, Tony. Even in alternative media, a lot of people giving you parts of the truth, but steering people down other rabbit holes. So it's We have to move forward carefully and just keep connecting. I hope your YouTube channel stays up, but as I said to you a while ago, yeah, as you get more followers, that's when they target you, isn't it? And you definitely saw that just with the last show that you put up that you and I did, they do mess with your numbers, don't they? Your views on YouTube, maybe other things. It's hard to know what other people are seeing. Are you seeing that a little bit with the information you're putting out, or you feel like other videos do well or others don't? It could be an algorithm thing. I'm not sure.
It's all, a lot of it's the algorithm. So, you know, you mentioned certain words or so. I mean, I've just uploaded one. I mean, God, this guy was so interesting. You want to get him on your show at some point. It's going completely in a different rabbit hole to where we've been talking about. But I've just uploaded one from a guy called Jerry Marzinski. By the time people see this or listen to this, the videos will be up. But this guy worked psychotherapy and mental health in America for 35 years, and he was basically saying that, you know, mental health, a lot of mental health and schizophrenia isn't actually just mental health, it's actually entity attachments. And so he's you know, he's got fantastic experience. I forgot where I was going with that. Oh yeah, so I've uploaded this today. It's on a preview, and they've already demonetized it. It's not even gone up. I mean, I don't put stuff out to monetize, I don't put it up for the sole reason to make money, but I'm just saying that, you know, they turn the screw or definitely on things that they don't like.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, unbelievable, isn't it? There's so much to cover there, Tony, and we've discussed that a little bit. Yeah, with the ever growing mental illness, we were talking on other podcasts about the Ritalin epidemic in the United States and in the schools there, with Jim West, how that was pushed, and how a lot of these drugs that the psychiatric industry, another scam through the doctors, prescribe children actually mimic mental illness. So, you know, they just I was talking to researcher John Rappaport about that many times, and the amount of drugs he was talking about in the United States that they prescribe children, I'd never heard anything like it. I mean, you know, and how they get them on these initial first milder drugs, and then the parents see a little bit of a good sort of reaction, and then they might start doing their homework or whatever, and then they kind of withdraw, and the parents get a bit worried, and then they go to the psychiatrist, and the newer drugs start, and then the symptoms get worse, and then the other drugs start, and then the voices start, and then the crazy kind of issues start coming out. And so this entity attachment could be working through these drugs as well, because we don't know how these drugs are designed in these laboratories, how they open people up to perhaps entity attachment. But kids, of course, nowadays are being told this, that there's something wrong with them, that they're not well, maybe because they don't fit in school. It could be any number of a million reasons, Tony. They put them on these new generation what seem like high-tech drugs now, and through the scam psychiatric industry, that's what it is, because it's the drugs giving them the mental illness symptoms. And so this is all connected, I would say. I mean, we can't give out medical advice, Tony, in our modern world. So our disclaimer would be, look, if you're worried about this stuff, see medical professionals without delay. Do the best you can. We're just here talking and offering our offering our opinions here to what we see around us. That's all. We're not medical professionals, but that's just what I think, Tony. And we're seeing an epidemic. It's come out in the media recently, and from the United States as well. There's so many young teenage kids are now committing suicide. They're depressed. They're on all these sorts of drugs. And you mentioned that there as well, this attachment, which is very peculiar and interesting at the same time, isn't it?
It's so interesting. It really is. I mean, you know, this guy is he made a load of experiments. I mean, he was a trailblazer. He was like thinking outside the box. But I mean, you watched the podcast, but you know, he would say that if you read a passage out of the Bible, and I'm not religious, but these things used to have a really bad reaction to it, you know. And then once a month, he was saying that the psychiatrists all had gathered downstairs and had gave out like free ice cream and cake and stuff, and all the patients didn't want to go down. It was the only time they didn't want to go down, when the psychiatrists were there. They'd go down in any other occasion. Reason being is because the psychiatrists were the one that gave them their drugs. So the thing working through them didn't want, obviously, the drugs, because that would have, you know, knocked the entity out for a while. So, yeah, it's fascinating. And yeah, it's such an epidemic. 50% of Western women are on some kind of psychotic drugs for mental health issues. I think the US, just in psychiatry and schizophrenia, it's worth $13.6 billion. So we know what happens with all this. We know where you just follow the money trail. But when you on a wider scale, the reason why they want people on drugs is because it's making people docile. It's knocking out people's oomph, if you like. You know, everyone's on these antidepressants, which just makes people feel no emotion, so they never get riled up about anything. And, you know, they're just kind of watching the world go by like bystanders. And, you know, if you have the population drugged up, it's a lot easier to pull in all the other you know, agendas that you want to roll out. So that's another reason why, not only the money side of it, but they just want a docile population that's not going to question any. And you talk about drugs, I mean, the food industry, that's also, they're also drugs mainly, with the chemicals in that. So yeah, again, there's always, you know, five or six reasons why they do things. It's not always one reason, but yeah, that's a really deep rat hole, as I would say.
Mm. Yeah, it is. And I just pulled up that article just before on aluminium, saying here aluminium is the main atomic element that is used to maintain the slave program. This element is a prime receiver of electromagnetic signals, and this can be proved by merely noticing what material an aerial, of course, on the radio is made from, aluminium, of course. And they're saying the main element being sprayed all over us in the chemtrails is aluminium. And scary here, talking about soy as well and soy processing. So this is a byproduct of soy processing that is in all commercial chocolate, of course. Every product I pick up, everything almost, unless you're very careful, Tony, has soy in it, which is GMO. It's just almost in everything. So they're saying that soy products contain really high levels of aluminium. Leached from the aluminium tanks in which they are acid washed, of course, and processed with high temperatures. And these are, of course, in all the pills and a lot of supplements, even, and vitamins and foods and stuff like that. But the drug, the pharmaceutical industry, with their little pills and capsules, they use a lot of this soy as an ingredient, as a filler in there. So you're getting this stuff into you as well. So That's an incredible thing, because if you say that to people, that aluminium is a receiver of electromagnetic signals from information technology, they'd be like, well, what does this have to do with me? Well, you're breathing it in. And anyone would have to be very concerned with this. And here you have, if that's happening, Tony, then, you know, I kind of think, well, what voices or images and things can they put in our heads with our world being microwaved around us as well, and all the smart technology going in? Everyone's getting smart homes now, smart fridges, smart microwaves, smart TVs, smart boxes, Google, Alexa, you know, smart watches, smartphones, everything smart cars, you know, everything smart. They're being herded slowly into the smart cities. Yeah, gradually. And they won't even know. We're getting smart bins now for the waste, Tony, as well. It's got little chips on it. You know, the spy on what you put in the bin. So everything's becoming smart. But we're not becoming smarter. We're becoming dumber.
Well, that's what they invert everything, don't they? So there's a reason that they've used the word smart. It's because it, you know, we're actually, when we partake in these things, we're actually, you know, absolutely pretty dumb for doing it. So it's kind of, I guess, on a subconscious level, when we see the word smart, we think, oh, well, that's a good idea. And I guess it plays into that, and we go through with it. But yeah, it's an inversion. Like, they invert everything, don't they? War is peace, freedom is slavery. You know, that is the whole inversion of everything that they do.
It is, and it's amazing. That's just before we switch foot to Prince Andrew, is it, Tony? Prince Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Just before that, I just got an article here from the Australian media just to show you how sad things are in this country. There's a feminist lady that lives in Australia, in maybe Melbourne or something, and she has a column where people write in and ask questions, you know, dear someone.
Yeah.
I have this problem or that problem. And there's these women writing in, and they're very depressed, and they're very sad, and very upset. And the reason is they're pregnant, and they've found out through ultrasound technology, another weapon being used on pregnant women to do destroy DNA and at a cell level to destroy our children's lives. Is because they're going to have a boy. And the lady writes here about her problem, but that I'm now having a boy. I am having some really ugly feelings. Does the world really need another white middle class man? I am prepared to give my life and sacrifice my career to a degree so that my male partner and son can continue to benefit from the system. This is a mother, a white mother in Australia, who's having terrible thoughts and saying this about her unborn white male boy. This is what the feminists and the transgender movement are doing to our women in Australia. They're actually having these terrible thoughts now because they're finding out they're going to have a little boy.
And he's white.
And he's white, yeah. And it's unbelievable. Is it, you know,
that's how they keep things the way they are. It's divide and conquer all the time. The new one is, you know, there's now shame about being white. You know, we're supposed to feel bad about even being white. Men are supposed to feel bad about me being men. So men, there's more division now between men and women and blacks and whites. And then you have the newest division, which is generation division. I'm seeing this more and more now. Millennials against baby boomers. Everyone's blaming each other for what's going on. And then you're going to have, you know, they're already indoctrinating the children at schools to blame this generation for letting the climate, you know, get out of hand. So soon you're going to have generations that don't trust each other, and it's all divide and conquer. It's so simple. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. And I get so frustrated because there's a big chunk of the quote unquote truth movement that really kind of comes in on this whole like Muslim bashing thing. And you know, I'm not saying that there's not problems with that faith, but this is stuff that's being propagated by like the Sun newspaper, and it's almost like people want to hate on other people. And as far as the system goes, as long as people are not looking at them, they don't care. They don't care if you're looking at Muslims, black people, gay people, the generation below you. As long as you're looking at in the wrong direction and not at them, then it's job done for them. And I see so many people in that movement that I don't know whether they've got unresolved anger issues or, you know, because hate comes from, you know, a big part of hating a whole sector of society you haven't met. There must be something in you that you hate. So, you know, it's really important that we understand that they're constantly trying to pit us against each other, and we need to wise up towards it, because the the longer we remain divided, the harder it's going to be to get out of this mess. And you know, we really, really need to see this game that's been played on us for eons.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince the world that he didn't exist. And that's a great saying, Tony, it really is. I mean, we fight each other and we battle each other with this divide and conquer rule. They've used it for so long. And we saw it straight after 9/11, didn't we? You know, Osama bin Laden and his Corolla. He came and he got the American people through 9/11 and the towers collapsed. And it was the Arabs that did it. And it was all the Arabs' fault. And George Bush got up there with his fighter pilot uniform on and go and get him. And all the people, yeah, go and attack and incinerate those countries. Women, men, children, doesn't matter. It was absolutely incredible, you know, setting the dogs onto everybody, just always doing it. And this is what they do. And it just seems like every now and then, you know, just like what happened in New Zealand, you get these false flag shooting events and things. And now it's like white guys shooting everyone. And next it's the Arab guy shooting everyone. And we're all just wrapped up and rolled up in all this confusion. And constantly fighting each other as we all go down and down and down. And they just continue with this rule, and it's unbelievable. And as more and more people start to wake up, it seems like the more they have to have these kind of false flag events to constantly you know, throw everybody off, Tony. And we talked about that, about the collapse of Rome, you know. Now it's the same today with these sporting events. They just have to get more spectacular and, you know, and huge, with these people in there in these stadiums and the cities getting bigger and the entertainment industry just getting faster and delivered quicker through the technology and our mobile phones and everything. We're just being distracted. Constantly. So you're really right about that. It is, and it's a minefield going through all this and trying to discuss it, for sure. So us as humans, we just have to keep learning and try our best, for sure. But it's a hard slog. We do our best, Tony. a lot out there, isn't it?
It is, but it doesn't have to be. You know, half. I've said before, half of our problems would be solved if we just said no. You know, if we said no in enough numbers.
Simple no, huh? Simple no.
Yeah, it's like, no, I'm not paying my taxes. No, I'm not paying my TV license. No, I'm not going to accept paedophiles telling me what to do. You know, but it's the numbers again. So, you know, it's simple. And, you know, we go back to the divide and conquer. You just got to look around you and think, well, these are not the enemy, all right? There might be people within those sectors of society that are not very nice, or those religions that are not very nice. But, you know, let's keep our eye on the prize and stop reading the papers and being told who to hate on. So it is a slog, but it doesn't have to be. And this is what we really need to understand. So, you know, the solutions are actually quite simple a lot of the time. And as soon as we come together, and we're seeing that now in alternative media, as I say, I mean, we don't get it right all the time, and there's lots of disinformation out there, don't get me wrong, but there is a wave of people, very determined people, that are hell-bent on making positive changes in this world. And that army is growing bigger and stronger by the day. And that really is what we need to focus on. And yes, there's going to be chaos around us. Where before any great change comes, there is always chaos. If you look in your own life, I know in my situations, when I look back, the worst times were always followed by the best times. And you look and think, do you know what? I'm glad that happened. And I'm hoping, and I know deep down, this is where we're going to.
Yeah. Yeah, we just have to hold it together. Yeah, and you're right there, Tony, it does. Yeah, sometimes things seem bad too, or something bad will happen, but then it seems to work itself out. So we you know, that always does seem to happen. And Interesting times anyway. I was just looking at this in regards to what you were saying, Tony, there about the media pushing things. They're masters of divide and conquer techniques, for sure, the mainstream media. And maybe even a lot of these columnists and people in the media don't even know they're doing it. They're part of the pattern, you know, they're part of the system. And we know, looking at Rupert Murdoch's Fox, if you look at that documentary ages ago, OutFox, you just don't work for him if you don't do what you're told. So the information comes through and it goes through you as a reporter, and it comes out your mouth, and you write what they tell you to write. If they don't agree with it, well, you don't have a job. So all these columnists and writers for all these millions and billions of newspapers are just products of the big corporations that own them, and they get paid, and they write on their laptops, and they put out all this information. And when you start looking at all the media information, if you watch the news in the morning till night on every different channel, they all talk the same, they have the same tones in their voices, they have the same body movements, language, hand movements, head movements, the same colours are used on the sets. The same stories, the same anchormen, the same reporters, everything's the same. It's all the same common theme across every channel and every news network, and they all repeat the same stories every day, and it's exactly the same. Then they go to the sports, then the weather, and then they go to some comedy show or Nightline current affairs program. So it really is incredible, and when you start watching it, it actually gets worse and worse, and you just start almost laughing, Tony. And it's the same with the newspapers, all the same. And before we plug out, Tony, what's your idea on this, Prince Andrew? Are we living in a time that we're just seeing so many pedophiles in, you know, the political world and entertainment industry and with the royals and all of this, that it's just starting to spill out the sides and they themselves can't contain it anymore? Because I'm wondering, well, we're talking about these newspapers with their divide and conquer techniques, but they're the ones coming out now talking about the Duke himself, Prince Andrew, and his connections to these little girls that he's supposed to have slept with, and of course Epstein. And I pulled up an article here from the Mercury News, and it was talking about how Prince Andrew was warned by a friend a while ago to cut ties with Epstein, according to a Vanity Fair report in 2011. And he told them, "Leave me alone, Epstein. Jeffrey's my friend. Being loyal to our friends is a virtue, and I'm going to be loyal to him." That's what the prince said. So, very interesting. And the article here is talking about another a registered sex offender, 2017 investigative report by the Canadian magazine Maclean's showed that the Duke of York also stayed loyal to an Anglican priest who was the chaplain at the elite prep school he attended as a teenaged exchange student 40 years earlier. The priest Keith Gleed was later accused by at least five former students of sexually abusing them when he worked at the college school in Ontario from 1974 to 1980, when the school was, of course, an all-boys school that Andrew himself attended. So the media now, Tony, are digging up all this past about this a guy. And I saw something on your Facebook page about the royals trying to cover a lot of this up. Before we go out, what have you seen with this and the royals? Are we seeing a slow crumbling here? Because this is pretty heavy stuff that the media themselves are putting out. And I think, what's going on then?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you could talk all day about this subject, but we don't have the time, unfortunately.
No, we can continue on the next show anyway.
Yeah, we'll continue on the next show. But just to wrap it up, really, you know, we're living in, I mean, I'm not religious, but, you know, the Book of Revelations, these times were spoken about for a long time, or, you know, the esoteric Age of Aquarius. Certain truths that have been hidden, well, I would say all truths that are being hidden are coming to the surface. And people that are not living in line with natural law, do no harm to others, cause no loss, are going to be found out and they're going to be exposed. So I think there's something a lot deeper going on than what we can actually perceive. And I think we're in for interesting times ahead, because the cat is out of the bag and it's going to, you know, it's running and it's being exposed. And I don't see this slowing down at all. And I think that in itself gives us a good reason to feel positive about the future and for future generations.
Yeah, maybe the media has no other choice now in certain ways to report on this. But we'll keep an eye on it, Tony. We'll try and plug in for a show just before Christmas in next month if we can. I'll keep in touch with you.
Sure.
And I'm going to keep an eye on these royals because we could be getting cracks here and a glimpse into this this fake world, these imposters that call themselves royals over there in England. And maybe the British people can start to see this and take their country back. And realize that we don't need these people. What the hell's going on here? And their money and their power and their wealth, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to keep an eye on that and Prince Andrew himself and these connections and just write it all down, jot it all down, keep it in files. Do the same, Tony. If you come up with anything, I'll keep on your Facebook page and we'll discuss it in the last show for this year if I can get you on, and then we'll continue into 2020. Unbelievable. incredible. Anything you want to say before you plug out and how people can contact you? I'll put all the links up anyway.
Yeah, no, just again, thanks for facilitating this. A lot of effort goes into these podcasts. I don't know if people always understand or realize that. I mean, the editing involved can take hours upon hours. So, you know, if there's ways people can help the alternative media by signing up to your, you know, Patreon or whatever it is, onto your website and things like that, it all helps because, you know, we have to support our livelihoods as well. And, you know, this is really good information. And so, yeah, but people can get me on my website, transcendingtimes.org. But, yeah, as I said before, please, if you go to the website, sign up to the newsletter because I don't know how long we're going to be around for. So thanks again, Adam.
Thanks, Tony. Yep, we speak the truth and move forward in a positive, loving manner, and we just do what we do, man. And thanks for all your efforts and your great followers, and take care, and we'll speak again soon. Thanks so much, as always, for your time, Tony, and you're a great mind, and it's always great to speak with you. You're a wonderful guest.
Likewise. Take care, Adam. Bye.
See you, buddy.